Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa, stay by 1, Detroit Riviera.
W8YRC.
W8YRC, Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa, how are you this morning?
Bad, just up here in Otisville, Michigan, sitting on a golf cart, trying to get some buildings opened up. Park ranger up here at Kona Hills Camp, so just got everything. Well, basically, I got everything open already, just sitting here. But the thought is I'll watch the sun come up, but maybe not.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, I'm just getting off work myself right now. Got called in down into Detroit to fix some fiber optic cable that was broken. And so we just pulled an all-nighter, and now I get to go home and sleep.
I think it's probably the first time I've made the system here in Mayville. I'm sitting outside, so it's kind of a ways away, but seems like I'm making it okay. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know there was somebody alive out here, and I think I am so far.
All right, very good. Yeah, you're coming through the repeater just fine. No problems whatsoever. Good audio quality. And, just exercising the repeater myself a little bit.
I am using the Anytone, and it seems to be so far really like it.
The Anytone seems to be popular. I've got a Baofeng at DM32UV, and seems to be a good one. I see a lot of them around at the meetings for the Amateur Radio Public Service Corps down here in Macomb County. So everything I've read so far seems to give it a good review.
Good. I think there's a couple that are, the Baofeng, probably more reasonable in price, but my son bought this one here for me when we went to Hamvention. So he said, "Oh, you got to have one of these." And so I bought my other son one too. But it's like, free radio, I'll take it.
Yeah, I copy that. Want to get a mobile unit for my car, so I don't have to have this fit in my car, something a little more power. But I am very pleased with how it gets in the repeaters down here. It seems to get in considerably better than the analog does. And, of course, I've got a couple to choose from right nearby, one downtown Detroit and one downtown Mount Clemens, about, 20 miles north of Detroit, give or take, maybe a little further. So at some point I'll have to switch over to the other repeater.
Yeah, I enjoy this one here, but yeah, I definitely want to get a mobile. Gotta have one of them, so that's the next thing on the list. Anyway, let's go there, David, to 7-3. Have a good morning, get some sleep, and we'll catch you later. W-A-Y-R-C.
Okay, hey, thanks, Michael, for the ride-along. Yeah, I just dropped out of the repeater there for a second. I think I'll back in. W-A-R-R-C, this is Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa there.
So, this is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. Whiskey at Tom Audrey.
KEAWH to NADDF on statewide 1.
KEAWH from NADDF.
Dude, that's wild. You sound totally different on DMR.
I haven't been on DMR in so long, I probably don't even know what I sound like.
Well, that one sounded a little bit more normal. That first transmission didn't even sound like you. I thought somebody was joking.
Was it like, why? I don't know. Why?
I don't know. So, where are you meeting this guy, or did you already meet him?
I just dropped my kids off at my mom's to go swimming for a bit while I go and, do the little demonstration in the parking lot. I'm going to show them how how it works and that it works and all that bunch of stuff. So I'm going to meet him in Romeo. And then, I mean, and the radio's fine, so as long as he likes it, I mean, he's good. Like I said, it's a sweet kit, just doesn't get used.
Yep, there's only so many radios you can talk on at once, right?
And that's just it, right? Like, it turned into like a bug out kit, but then I also did that to my 705, and I'm like, well, I have this. I don't know, man. I just like Icon, so I was like, all right, I'm gonna run with this. And at the end of the day, the 705 kit.
Yeah, and it has all of the niceties of current equipment. So it probably will work out better for you.
Neither one of them will do me any good if I don't use them, though, so that's the other problem.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I have a little bit of equipment that I don't use.
Maybe in the fall. I said that in the spring. I don't know. I want to. I don't even want to be outside right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had no plans today. I was just kind of hanging out with the kids and played some video games this morning, cleaned the house a little bit, and then this guy messaged me on Discord, and he was like, hey, you saw the 857, I'd like to take a look at it. I'm like, fortunately for you, I don't have anything going on today, so if you're around, I'm around.
That's awesome. I hope you get it into a new home, because it's a good piece of kit, but you're not going to use it. It's not worth having. Somebody else could put it to use, you know?
Exactly my thoughts. And he said he's an ARPSC, too, so I'm not sure I recognize the face, but maybe I will when I or recognize the name, but maybe I'll recognize him when I meet up with him.
What was the name? Who was it?
JT, I think it's a KE8 call, maybe. K8 or KE. Yeah, same. I don't recognize his name, but maybe I did. I don't know. But it'll be cool that he's an ARPSC member, so I know all this radio will be. It'll have a purpose.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, that'll be good. I gotta spend a little bit of time, take some pictures of some stuff that I have that I don't need. You know, I've seen a few conversations going about nano VNAs and stuff like that, and I have one of those sitting around that, man, I think I've used it like once. I'd love to get that into somebody else's hands to utilize. I don't need it. I have the stick now, and that's all I need. So we'll see.
I texted Phil that today because I was screwing around with my 20-meter hand stick on the truck with this. I have a 3/8 adapter for my Breedlove mount, so I can just screw a hand stick right on it. And I pulled the Rig Expert out and swept it in like 3 seconds. I didn't have to calibrate anything. I didn't have to worry about anything being charged. Yeah, there's just no reason to own a nano VNA if you have one of those. So that reminds me, I'll post that now, too. That's a good idea. I do have a lot of miscellaneous stuff that has been either upgraded or just neglected that I can get rid of now. I think I've got my specific radios and their use cases dialed in. I know which ones should never leave. And the rest of the gear, like, well, I guess I've already pared it down. The only thing left is 2730, which is going to turn into a satellite radio.
Yep, I gotta. In the herd some, but I'll get around to it sooner or later. But hey, I got to my destination here. I will catch up with you soon, and I'll let you know as soon as I have delivery of the package, and hopefully our time will sync up and we can screw around getting that programming software on my computer. So I'll catch up with you soon. This is KE8RUH, and I'll be clear on your final.
All right, man. Sounds good. Yeah, just give me a text, and if I'm around, I'll give you a hand. That ain't you. Yeah.
Hey, Phil, what's up? KPRW. Oh, you're over here. Okay, I was on the wrong radio. Got too many things going on here.
Okay.
Marion and I are at a dilemma. Should we bring dessert? Wine? Is there anything that you can think of that would be not bringing something for just bringing?
I'll tell you what, I'm going to be home in about 10, 15 minutes. So let me ask W what she thinks, and I'll call you.
Perfect. Okay, sounds good. What's your day at the office go? I heard Sean volunteered me.
Well, it's everything's caught up pretty much. We just we've got all these radios in, and they all got to be read and then sent to MPSC. That's gonna take a few months to get that, you know, through the system. Yeah, it turns out it's a whole county just replacing everything.
Oh wow, well that's a nice catch. Good for you guys. So yeah, the code closed there a while. It took us a long time to get the ones that we use once in a while. So yeah, that's quite the challenge. So I don't know if they're that slow or if they're that far behind, but my guess is they're that far behind. Plus, I guess there's a lot of research that's got to go into it.
Yeah, it's up in the thumb area. So I guess they've been, I don't know what they've been on up to now.
Yeah, I wonder what they're retiring.
Yeah, maybe it's a bunch of UHF visas, so who knows? We'll have to find out. Maybe I can find out.
Yeah, well, I know a guy who knows a guy.
Yeah, and I'm sure, it's probably public information. I mean, we'll just look on the radio reference, see what they're using right now.
There you go. Low band. Let's get some low band stuff. That's another paradigm.
You mean low band VHF, like the old state police stuff you used to use?
Yes, sir, the 30s and the 40s. Time frame and frequency.
Yeah, I used to know that for those frequencies, 42 point something. I don't remember now.
Yeah, back in the days when I first started tasting fire trucks, ambulances, the state was on all those great big, huge, long, whippy antennas screwed into the side of the car. You remember that?
Yeah. Oh, did you hear Michigan State Cruisers, the state police cruisers, are in a contest for the best-looking cruiser in the country. Apparently, last year they came up runner-up.
Really? Well, we got some pretty strobes on the top of them now. You know those strobes are all synced, so they all flash the same. So when one cruiser goes to help another cruiser, as his lights are flashing, they sync to each other.
Really? How do they do that?
Don't know. But I read an article. That's what they do. So that's one of the perks of the new lights. And then, of course, you know, if they're chasing somebody, the front is bright, the back is dim, and if they're pulled over, versa visa. I guess this is quite the light. I'll see if I can't find the article about it. And with that, I am pulling in the driveway. So give us a TX or a listen here, either way. And just give me a TX. We'll go from there. WABD clear appears.
Yeah, I know that, you know, the state police bubblegum machine on top of the car is kind of unique. I don't know anybody does that anymore. But, they had a picture of a brand new Charger sitting on the shores of Lake Michigan, I think, with a fireboat in the background. And that was their submission to the contest, I guess. I don't know there was such a thing. Anyways, all right, talk to you later. KPR.
WABD, KPR.
Hey, go ahead.
Oh, you got that weird number coming up. dessert would be nice.
We'll take care of it.
All right. Any other thing coming up, give me a call. I don't know if I'll be near the radios, but I probably will be.
Sounds good. All right, I'll tell her. or working some. Anything that you guys are like,
oh, I get an echo. Let me stop it. We like anything. All right, catch you. See you in a while. Peace, Peter. Looks like we got thunderstorm watches for the area. Fun, fun.
Are you in?
Oh, I'm back home now. Back in civilization.
Oh, okay. Well, civilized over there, too. Just a little different. West side people. I was going to be careful. I was one of them. So, all right, good. Hold on. Yeah, I'm hearing it on the ARPSV forever channel.
Haha, I beat APRSC. No, just kidding. I didn't mean it that way. I'm just like, my comfort area, I guess. I like my grid roads. Like over there, it's like windy and I get lost.
Now she's popping up all over my screens.
Yeah, I imagine this was going to happen because the jet stream's working its way back down.
Yeah, I heard in one of the weather channels this morning that the skies, they didn't say weather, but I think they used a mild word, unstable. I think that's kind of like, okay, so we don't know what it's going to be.
Yeah, there's a big cell over Chicago right now. But you know how it goes. It like will appear out of nowhere.
By the time those big cells get here, they usually run out of horsepower. So we've been pretty fortunate this summer, this spring, with all of that stuff. I know where I grew up, within the Pampa area, they were hammered with storms. All of but for storms over there.
Roger that. The rest of the family has arrived, so I'm going to go and help them. Chat with you later. Be monitoring KFA Dust.
There's
W-A-E-A-P. JFA Dust from W-A-E-A-P.
W-A-E-A-P, W-A-E-A-P, KFA Dust.
KFA Dust, this is W-A-E-A-P.
Yeah, I'm back here. So I'm back home. Home area.
Yep. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be cooling off a little bit up north, so shouldn't be too bad for the next few days if we can bypass the rain. But they only call for like a 25% chance of rain now.
Yeah, they keep on changing their mind. Sometimes it's 25, sometimes it's 50. I know when I left this morning in Grand Rapids, it must have rained overnight because I had water on my car and I wasn't near a sprinkler, so there's some drops on it. Probably not a lot, but yeah. But it was sunny all the way back.
Hold on a second. I'll be right back.
Roger. Yes, he does.
Curious to know how the 10,000-mile radios that would work up there.
Should be fine. Use this different van, but you never know.
Well, I'm bringing both radios up there, so you could compare the two. That'd be a good, a perfect comparison in a very low, I should call it highway. I don't know what the word is for that. Highly loaded cell tower works between the two radios. Which one works better?
Yeah, I think it depends on what carrier it's locked to. The one thing that's not clear is, does it automatically switch? Like, if you're having trouble, do you need to turn it off and turn it on, or does it... Like, I don't know what logic it has to know to try a different carrier.
Well, with the older SIM card, I found that sometimes you power it off and power it back on, that kind of nudges it to change. So if it doesn't work right, I'll just try rebooting it and see what happens.
Yep, that's the way to do it. All right, I thought my family was home. It was Amazon, but now they actually are home. I got to clear for a little bit. I'll try to find the other radio. I only have the Allervites right now, but I'll try to find the other one. It's packed. Got packed, stuffed in a bag and lost in the bag. So, anyway, I'll talk to you later. All right.
Yep. Well, all three carriers are on the same tower, 8.5 miles away. So there's about 350,000 people up there. All right, we'll talk to you later. WAEAP. Can you tell?
KEAWUO.
NAWRO. How's your progress there, John?
Pretty good. I'm out near West Branch, so it's going to be heading up by Houghton Lake and getting on 75 straight up from there. So we're doing good. I'm surprised I'm getting in.
All right. You're on the Pinconning Tower, 444.625. So when you get north of that, there might be a little bit of a no-fly zone for DMR. I forget which tower is down.
Okay, that's right. Good to know, yeah. So I guess I might be getting close to the end of my leash. You were getting a little choppy, and I probably am too.
Waiting for your last one to drop in. The first one was 110. Yep, the last one, 118. So you're on Pinconning now. The next one would be Mayo, but that's pretty far up there, 444.7 zeros. But I know there's a tower down up there. I forget which one it is, but we can always do the other method. Looking at the radar right now, Washtenaw County and Oakland are still in a watch only. The warning is up to Lansing and Jackson. So it's creeping this way. I don't know if you're watching the radar.
No, I'm a little bit more focused on the road, and I have been monitoring. Heard you and Dave and Dean and KF8FGS talking about DMR. But yeah, just kind of focusing on everything else. But yeah, there's looking to be some cloud coverage ahead of me, so I might be hitting some storms soon. But yeah, good to keep me posted on what's going on down there, because I'm not able to monitor as closely as I want as I'm driving.
NAWRO. I didn't even realize you were driving. I kind of thought you might have been a passenger. So yeah, eyes on the road, John. Eyes on the road. And you know the speed this thing is going. It could be a quick net. So no worries. If you can't do the co-logging, we can handle it. But I'll keep you posted on the other. I'll cut you loose so you can concentrate on the road. Safe travels again. November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar over to KE8WUO. I will listen out. Yeah, you may have driven out of range. This is NAWRO, clear QSO.
The last one, and then I couldn't get back in. I wasn't able to get into the repeater.
All right, I copied that last there. We'll consider that your last. Safe travel, John. NAWRO.
NAWRO, still on frequency, Tim. N8QYQ.
Yes, sir. NAWRO here.
Yeah, good evening. Just a quick question. I'm extremely new to DMR, but I've read that during Skywarn events, et cetera, that one of the talk groups is set aside this. Can you enlighten me a little bit? Make sure I do the right things? And then QYQ.
Yeah, certainly. That's event one is what we use, and event one affects statewide one. So they typically send us an email to stay off the statewide one. So if you haven't done so already, if you can go ahead and register with Central Michigan at MI5.
Yeah, perfect. I appreciate it. I do get those emails, and so I think I'm good there. Just wanted to make sure that that I understood. So event one and statewide one are synonymous. Is that correct?
My understanding is it's indirect, but because it's the same time slot, it does affect it, and we don't want to, of course, interrupt the MyCon traffic. So they do ask us to stay off of statewide one.
All right. Makes perfect sense. I appreciate it. It's validating what I thought. Just wanted to make sure. So thanks for the info. N8QYQ.
Anytime. N8WRO. I'll be clear as well, but listening.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
It's WADB, listening from St. Marie.
K8BCW on MI5.